Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jeff Matlow. Welcome to the best leadership podcast ever. You probably believe that Amazon is an online retailer. Well, you're wrong. You probably also believe that McDonald's is a fast food restaurant. You're wrong again. Because you got both of those wrong, I'm going to bet you don't even know what your own true job is. But hold on, I'm getting ahead of myself. First, let's talk Amazon. Here's an interesting fact. More than 40% of all e-commerce transactions are made on Amazon. The next closest competitor, which by the way is Walmart, only accounts for 6.3% of the transactions. Basically, there isn't a second place. Here's another interesting fact. There are 148 million people who have Amazon Prime subscriptions. Now keep in mind, there are only 123 million households in the US. That means, on average, there are 1.2 Prime memberships for every single household. Clearly, the benefits of free and fast shipping far outweigh the nominal fee. That's partly why over 2 million businesses sell their products through Amazon. It's also why Amazon will ship nearly 6 billion packages this year. Let that number sink in for a second. 6 billion with a B. That is so much more than UPS, who are at 5.3 billion, and almost double FedEx's 3.3 billion. Plus, Amazon does it all without the benefits of the drop-off locations like UPS and FedEx have. And to accomplish this insane feat, Amazon had to revolutionize shipping operations. So yeah, it looks like an e-commerce company, but that's just the facade. Amazon's true business is being one of the most impressive shipping logistics operations in human history. Which brings us to McDonald's. McDonald's sells 900 million Big Macs every year. They also sell over 3 billion pounds of French fries per year. Every 60 seconds, 80 McDonald's burgers are sold. That's a lot of fast food. It's also a lot of McDonald's restaurants. There's 40,275 of them. I'm not sure if you know this, but the McDonald's Corporation only owns about 10% of those restaurants. Instead, they have the world's largest franchise business, and it's held that spot for decades. On average, a new McDonald's restaurant opens up every 14 hours. And their franchise model, I gotta say, is kind of brilliant. It goes like this. First of all, the McDonald's Corporation will buy the land, or they'll do a long-term lease. They then go to the franchisee and sign a 20-year lease with a franchisee to rent that land that McDonald's owns. And the franchisee then spends another $1 to $2 million to set up the store, and the franchisee pays a royalty of all gross sales to McDonald's. It's basically a burger-selling, broken-shake-maker money machine. That said, listen to that franchise deal I just told you. Your action may be like what mine was. Like, why would somebody in their right mind pay that much for a franchise? Here's why. McDonald's has operationalized success. The McDonald's Corporation has created one of the most rigorous and impressive entrepreneurial operating systems in the world. It's called Hamburger University, and it's a required curriculum for every franchise owner. Franchise owners learn about process and culture and operations and all the things that are critical to making the most money for their business. They let you do your job the way you feel best, but they teach you the best way to do your job. McDonald's has since become the 14th largest landowner in the world, and their operations systems are one of the most successfully scalable processes ever created. So no, McDonald's is not a fast food restaurant. It is the world's most impressive real estate owning and entrepreneurial training system. And this, my friend, brings us right smack back to you. In my executive coaching business, one of the biggest mistakes I see is a leader's lack of recognition and acceptance of their true job. Oh, you silly, silly people. When I ask people what their job is, 99 times out of 100, they tell me their job title and recite their job description. They'll say something like,
I'm the vice president of marketing. I create websites and marketing materials for an awesome widget company.
Let's get this straight. Your job description and your job title are usually not your true job. They're like a to-do list of tedious tasks to check off before the day's over. The most successful leaders are the ones who understand their true job. For the past 23 years, my buddy Dave McGilvery has been the race director for the Boston Marathon, arguably the most prestigious 26.2-mile event in the world. If you ask him what he does for a living, I guarantee you he will not say, I'm the race director for a marathon. Instead, what Dave will tell you is this. He'll say,
I help raise the confidence and self-esteem for thousands of people every year.
I guarantee you that those words do not appear anywhere in his job description. All the tasks that make up his to-do list are just the legwork that supports his true job. So think about you now. Maybe you're in sales. You probably have a quota to hit. You have pressure to sell whatever the heck you're selling. Still, your job isn't to be a salesperson. A salesperson's true job is to help companies solve their problems. The better you are at solving problems, the more you will experience success in sales. You know what? Maybe you're a teacher, or maybe a coach of a kid's sports team. Your job is not to get kids to memorize dates in history or to win more games. Your true job is to be a beacon of inspiration. The most successful teachers and most successful coaches are the ones who inspire people to live their best lives. An inspired student loves to learn, and an inspired team lifts each other up. Now, let me bring you back to Amazon and McDonald's for a hot minute here, because they both provide a powerful lesson about successful leadership. Why are Amazon and McDonald's so successful? Because they both have a model and a scalable process that elevates the ordinary person to do extraordinary things. Amazon turns simple employees into a complex logistics machine, and McDonald's turns people into powerful entrepreneurs so they can outperform the competition. They have operationalized entrepreneurial success. As for you, as for your role as a leader at your company, you have one true job, and here it is. Your most important job as a successful leader is to create other successful leaders. Think of yourself as a franchise for leadership. You are your own leadership university. Your goal is to teach and inspire your subordinates to succeed. When you do that, you're not just doing your job, but you're creating a legacy. And guess what? You're going to start today. It's time to embrace your true job. Do you know what it is? Let me know. And by the way, my title is executive coach and transformation consultant, but my true job is to inspire people to be better leaders. Thank you for listening to the best leadership podcast ever. Please click subscribe, and I'll see you again next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.